97, 98, 99, 100. Ready or not, here I come. I am indeed your El Moya, and I come to you on a lighter note than I came this morning. I come as the playful father who is willing to play with you the old child's game of hide and seek. If you are willing to let me come and find you, then I will indeed come to your hiding place, for I already know where you are before I count to 100. My beloved hearts, if you are not willing to let me find you, then I will pass you by, where you are hiding in the bushes, thinking that I cannot see you. Yet, my beloved, how could anyone possibly think they can hide from the Chohan of the first ray, who sees all, whether it is within the will of God or outside the will of God? Yet if you want to maintain the illusion that you can hide from me, then I will walk by your hiding place pretending that I do not see you. So what will it take for you to be found by El Moya, to come out of the bushes into the sun of my presence? It will take only your willingness to come apart from the duality consciousness, from the consciousness of Antichrist. And what will it take to come apart from that consciousness? It will take total honesty, total openness to the will of God. For truly, what is the consciousness of Antichrist but the attempt of a being with free will to hide from his or her God? So, as long as you have not tired of the game of playing hide and seek with your God, I, the Chohan of the will of God, will respect your free will. Yet I must tell you that cycles move on, and I, Moya, am a man of dates. So I cannot stay with you forever. If you refuse to come out of your hiding place, then I must move on with the cycles of God and leave you behind until you decide that instead of playing hide and seek, you will play the game of catch up and catch up to where I am in the river of life. My beloved hearts, you have all felt the weight today of the message I gave you this morning, and I wanted you to feel this weight so you could realize that the weight you were feeling was the world opposition to the message I was giving. And why is there such opposition? Because indeed, the fallen angels on earth have guarded the secret I told you this morning with all of their power for as long as they have been on this planet. What I told you this morning is the last thing they want you to know, because they can exist and continue to exist. They can exercise power over you only by hiding the truths, only by taking on an appearance of being the angel of light that even Satan can appear as. And so, my beloved, the secret they do not want you to know is that they can take the light that they were given in heaven, the light that they have misqualified as darkness, and they can use it to create an outer appearance of being a spiritual person, of being a spiritual leader, of having contact with a spiritual realm, even contact with the ascended masters, or having various spiritual or psychic powers that impress those who do not have such powers, yet do not need them because they have the pure hearts. And thus, they can see God in their hearts and do not need any psychic powers or any outer phenomena. My beloved hearts, it is a fact of life on this planet that in every spiritual and religious organization, the fallen angels in embodiment have gathered and they have tried to set themselves up as the leaders of that organization, as the prophets, as those who knew everything as the only ones who had contact with God. But yet you will see when you look more closely that they have always done this for selfish purposes. And in most cases, their main purpose was to control the members of the organization into giving them their light. The light that they needed because they had turned their own light into darkness. So, my beloved, it would shock you to hear how many of the popes of the Catholic Church have been fallen angels in embodiment, including the present pope. But it would shock you also if you could see how many of the people, of the leaders of other spiritual movements, have indeed been fallen angels. Now, my beloved, perhaps we should specify what we mean with a fallen angel. For as I said this morning, the key to understanding this mystery is to realize that the core of your identity, the conscious you, can identify itself as anything. So, if you identify yourself with the consciousness of Antichrist, the consciousness of separation from God above and the consciousness of separation from all life here below, then you are, for all practical purposes, a fallen angel because you act as a fallen angel. You act as one who wants control, and thus you become more and more enveloped in that consciousness until you can no longer see that in reality you are more than that consciousness. For truly, God did not create fallen angels. God created angels, and He gave them free will, which means that they had the potential to fall. But God did not want them to fall and did not make them fall. They did so by their own choice. Yet, the original blueprint of the being that God created is still safe and sound in the etheric octave held in the universal Christ mind. And therefore, the conscious you of the fallen angel can at any moment choose to stop identifying itself with a sense of identity that it built after the fall and start walking the path back to oneness with its true identity, oneness with its God. So truly, those who are following the outer path, those who are not willing to let go of their egos, those who are not willing to step onto the inner path of oneness, those are the true fallen angels. Whether you fell from heaven or fell on earth is not important to us in the ascended host. It truly is not important for us what you have done in the past. What is important for us is that you are willing to let go of everything in that past. But as I have said, to let go, you must see that there is a certain consciousness that has entered your being. Therefore, you must be honest, and you must recognize that the consciousness of separation has entered your sphere of self, your container of self. And therefore, you must separate yourself from it and come up higher, beginning to identify yourself with the divine blueprint that God created. This, then, is the problem we have seen in virtually every spiritual organization on this planet, including the organizations that I talked about that we have sponsored within the last century. The problem is that none of the members of those organizations were truly willing to look in the mirror and to see the beam in their own eyes. Almost every member of those organizations wanted to hide their egos and play the game of building an outer appearance of following all the outer rules, thereby doing everything right so that God would save them. My beloved hearts, these are the ego games. And I must tell you that even though many people take those games very seriously, they are truly no fun. They are not child's play, because indeed you cannot play the ego game without becoming entangled with the ego consciousness. So I ask you instead to commit yourself to letting go of those ego games and indeed joining us on the path of oneness. Surely we will talk more about this, but I want you to know that the will of God is clear. The will of God is that all life become one, because only then can the kingdom of God be established in its fullness on earth. Yet you, as a group, can come together in a spirit of oneness, and you can establish the kingdom of God wherever you are. Yet this requires that you let go of your divisions within yourselves and amongst each other. So, my beloved, what I told you this morning was that the previous organizations we have sponsored were designed specifically to give the fallen angels whose time was up at the end of the Piscean dispensation one last opportunity to let go of the outer path and discover the inner path of oneness. Thus, you will note that these organizations could not escape the presence of the fallen ones. It was simply was not logical, was not possible to remove them from the organization. And therefore, you must realize that many of the characteristics of those organizations were indeed designed with the fallen ones in mind, not only to give them an opportunity, but also to make sure that they could not destroy the organization until it had at least had a chance to fulfill its mission. Thus, I ask you who have been members of the Summit Lighthouse to step back and look at this organization anew with the knowledge I have given you. Take note that this was the last organization we could sponsor. We knew this, and your Guru Ma had a good understanding of this as well. Therefore, we were committed, and she was committed, to giving the fallen angels an opportunity to enter the organization, as your Guru Ma indeed allowed them to be very close to her, even to marry some of them, and allow them to be on her personal staff. Yet, she was also committed to continuing the organization, to keeping the continuity of the organization, so that they could not destroy the organization while she was still at the helm. And so, when you understand this, you can look back at many of the things that happened in this organization, and you can see that they were indeed necessary in order to ensure the survival of the organization, and indeed necessary to even keep the messenger in embodiment beyond a certain point. I know very well that many of the people who have come in contact with the Summit Lighthouse have been hurt, have felt rejected, have felt that they were put down. And this is indeed very, very true, because, as I explained this morning, the goal of the fallen angels, those who are still on the outer path, is to set themselves up as being better than others. And my beloved, because these life streams are not on the path, the inner path of oneness, the path of becoming no more, their only way to maintain their illusion of superiority is to put others down. Because when they are not willing to become no more, they cannot raise themselves up. So their only option is to put you down, to put your God flame down, to put your loving hearts down, so that it seems like they are better than others, because nobody else is allowed to do anything, to take any initiative, to let their light shine, to express their Christhood, to let the Holy Spirit flow through them. This, my beloved, should give you an opportunity to reevaluate your own experience. And I hope it will inspire you to indeed forgive everyone who hurt you. Forgive the people you met in your organization. Forgive the messenger for the times she had to show tough love. Forgive me for the times where I had to be the absolute uncompromising blue flame instead of the loving father that deep within your heart you know that I am. Forgive yourself for being pulled into the negative energy, the downward spiral, the fear of those who would not let go of the outer path. My beloved, many of the people who were in leadership positions in the Summit Lighthouse did indeed have a lot of power, and they could easily overpower many of the more loving people who found that organization. Yet I ask you to consider that many of you belong to the top 10% of the people on earth in terms of being the most selfless people. And thus I ask you to realize that you volunteered to come into this organization partly because you desired to help those who were stuck in a fallen consciousness rise above it, or even to give them their judgment by allowing them to abuse you. Thus I ask you to realize that many of you came into the organization for a specific reason in your outer mind, but behind that outer reason there was a deeper reason, which was what I have just explained. And when you understand that deeper reason, you can see that you do not need to condemn yourself or have negative feelings towards others for the fact that you were pulled into negative feelings or a negative spiral. You simply need to realize that this was, so to speak, the cost of doing business in an organization that had a specific purpose. My beloved, if you go to work in the coal mines, you do not expect to come up after a day's work being completely clean. Yet someone had to go into the coal mine and look for the diamonds that were hiding that could be brought out and could be polished, so they could start shining again, and their darkness could turn back into light. Many of you volunteered for this mission, and many of you indeed held the balance for the entire organization that prevented it from collapsing in upon itself under the weight of those whose darkness was so great that hardly any of you could realize it. My beloved hearts, we have now entered the age of Aquarius. We are in a new dispensation. The movement of Shangri-La, the movement of the Guardians of the Mother Light, is not designed to give the fallen ones their last opportunity, for they have had their last opportunity in the Summit Lighthouse. Thus, this is an Aquarian movement, and it is designed to help the top 10% of the people on earth establish the inner oneness with God and the oneness with each other, so that you can form a platform for the establishment of God's kingdom on earth. This is what we desire to see happen, and this is what we will help you do. And one way of helping you do this is to give you the understanding of where so many of you have come from, so that you can see what you need to do to come up to the next level of your path, letting go of your old consciousness, simply letting it fall away from you, and focusing your attention on oneness, the path of oneness. My beloved, I know some of you have good friends in your old organization, friends that you would like to save or like to open their hearts to this new dispensation. But I ask you to consider to please not spend your energy on trying to help those who are on the outer path and who are committed to that outer path of elevating themselves and their egos above others. Instead, I ask you to seek out those that you have seen from time to time that were the loving hearts that came to the organization but did not have the strength in their beings to withstand the onslaught of being put down by those on the outer path. I ask you to seek out the people who have been hurt and tell them what I have told you. Tell them what the old dispensation was about. Tell them why El Moya allowed them to be hurt. Why we of the Ascended Masters allowed a fear-based culture to continue for so many years in an organization that we sponsored. And then seek to tell them that there is a new organization, a new movement, if they still desire to be part of the Sangha, the community of the Buddha. This is an organization that is where they will not be put down for being who they are as their divine flame. This is an organization devoted to helping them become here below all that they are above. Thus, my beloved, these are the people I ask you to keep in your hearts, keep in your rosaries, and to approach them when you feel they might be open. Yet, I must caution you that there are those who came into the Summit Lighthouse and got hurt, not because their flame was put down, but because their egos were put down, because their egos were not as strong as the egos of certain other people in the organization. Or perhaps because they were insulted, because neither the messenger nor the ascended masters would play along with their ego games. So you see, my beloved, there are indeed those who are trapped in playing the ego games. And instead of the old game of the two boys saying, one saying, my dad is stronger than your dad, these people are essentially saying, my ego is better than your ego. My ego is more spiritual than your ego, because see what all of my ego can do. Those are the people that I ask you to recognize for the fact that they are trapped in the ego games. I am not saying you need to ignore them, but I am saying do not spend too much time and energy seeking to help them. And I am saying also, do not allow yourself to be emotionally attached to such people or to turning them around or saving them or whatever you think it is your obligation to do. Do not feel any obligation towards people who are committed to the outer path, because by doing so you will only tie yourself to the consciousness of the outer path. And thus it might indeed be wise for some of you, unless you are very strong in yourself, strong in being who you are, it might be wise for a time to pull away from the consciousness of the old organization, even the organization itself, even its outer practices. Yes, my beloved, I am indeed warning you that it is possible to give the decrees that we sponsored, yet tying yourself through those decrees to the people who are still trapped in that duality consciousness. I am not saying you will automatically do this by giving decrees. I am saying it is possible, and thus you need to be alert. And I encourage you to err on the side of caution, because you do have the wonderful rosaries that can do everything that decrees can do for you, and more. So, my beloved, I would now give you a glimpse of the vision we hold for the Shangri-La mission and the guardians of the Mother Light. One of the things I told you this morning was that the problem with all of the previous organizations we sponsored was that none of them managed to secure the continuity of the delivery of the living word. This was indeed because of various conditions, including the consciousness of humankind, but also to some degree the consciousness of the messengers, who could not quite cope with the possibility of having other messengers besides themselves and the many complex and subtle problems that this entails. Yet what we see in the Shangri-La is that we have two messengers, Kim and Lorraine, who do not have a need or a desire for exclusivity. They do not have a need or a desire to set themselves apart, for they are committed to the path of oneness. Thus they have been open from the beginning to the possibility that we of the Ascended Coast could indeed anoint other messengers to work within the same dispensation. I must tell you that over the last few years they have been approached by several people who did indeed believe that they were messengers and that we had anointed them as messengers. Yet, as Kim and Lorraine gradually learned to see, these were people who were still on the outer path of glorifying their egos. And they had, indeed, no sponsorship from the Ascended Host, nor any contact with the real Ascended Masters. Thus, some were allowed to come in contact with the Shangri-La. Some were even given an opportunity to work with Kim and Lorraine. Yet, they rejected it and went their own way. Yet I desire you to know that one person so far has been willing to work with Kim and Lorraine to train to be an open door for the delivery of the living word. That person is Monica, whom we have trained to take dictations and deliver the living word in Spanish. I must tell you that her training is not complete. She still has something to learn, and we will work with her as she works with Kim and Lorraine to raise her up to a greater ability to deliver the word. Yet I ask you to consider how you here in South America will respond to this development, for I tell you it is a great opportunity for you and for the mission of the Ascended Host in South America and other Spanish-speaking countries. Truly, many of you have said to each other or have felt in your hearts, when will we get a Spanish-speaking messenger? And my beloved, it is a logical question to ask. For truly, how can a person who has grown up in one culture be the best possible messenger for people in a different culture speaking a different language? But I also ask you to consider that what we are presenting to you is both an opportunity and a challenge, because the mission of the Great Bright Brotherhood in the Aquarian Age will succeed only if those who see themselves as part of that mission are committed without compromise to the path of oneness. Kim and Lorraine have gone through many tests on the path of oneness. Each of them had to have oneness within themselves with the ascended host, but they also had to have oneness with each other, for truly they have been attacked by some of the darkest beings on this planet seeking to divide and conquer. Thus, I ask you to consider that Monica has been given the opportunity to deliver the word because she has been willing to work with Kim and Lorraine in a spirit of oneness. She had no desire in the beginning to be a messenger. She desired only to translate and bring out the teachings in Spanish, which is how many of you have found these teachings and Mother Mary's rosaries. So she was willing to work with Kim and Lorraine to take their direction and to work with them in a spirit of oneness, and it is essential for her to maintain that commitment to oneness. Likewise, her mission in South America can only succeed if you are willing to step up, not to support her in the sense that you become her underlings, that you become her followers, but that you see yourselves as co-workers with her and that you work in that true spirit of oneness, recognizing that she has a certain mantle and might be given a greater mantle, and yet recognizing that above her is the greater mantle that we have given to Kim and Lorraine. So the vision I want to give you is that of a wheel. The wheel has a hub, which is represented by Kim and Lorraine and the people who work closely with them to support their mission. What you have the potential to become here in Colombia and South America is a spoke on the wheel. But you need to understand that the spoke can only fulfill its mission by always remaining connected to the hub. If the spoke becomes disconnected from the hub, it is no longer a spoke in a wheel of life. It is simply a stick of wood drifting aimlessly on the sea of samsara. My beloved, the vision we would like to see is that there are a number of messengers in different languages and cultures who are willing to commit themselves to oneness with each other rather than seeking to pursue their individual missions, either based on the ego or based on the wrong belief that one individual mission justifies ignoring the overall mission of the whole. If you look at the world today, you will see that there are literally thousands of people who claim to be taking messages or channelings from this or that being in another realm. Yet, they are all either motivated by the ego or they think that they alone are saving the planet. This is the consciousness we need to let go of in the Aquarian Age. We need to recognize that there are many people and many organizations and many teachings who are all part of the diamond of the will of God, each one holding the balance for a certain facet of the growth of humankind's consciousness. Therefore, we ask you to let go of the old consciousness that your church is the only true church sponsored by the ascended host, and that your teaching is the most advanced or most important teaching on the planet. I hope you can see from my discourse this morning that these were statements we made to give the fallen angels an opportunity to either respond with humility or respond with pride and therefore be judged. through that pride. Truly, you do not need to see yourself as better than anyone else. In fact, as long as you are in the consciousness that compares one person to another in a spirit of vain competition, then you are not on the true path of oneness. For when you see that all life is one, all comparisons, all competition lose their meaning and fall away from you, and you only see the uniqueness and the infinite worth of each human being, each life stream embodied in this universe. My beloved hearts, I call you to let go of that old consciousness, the vain competition that so many people engage in anything from sports to war, or playing a game of which nation is more important or wealthy or powerful, which nation has the biggest weapons and the biggest potential to destroy. My beloved, how could the potential to destroy life be a measure for greatness? So how could the potential to judge other people, to criticize other people, to see their faults and to tear them down, how could that ever be a measure for your greatness and your spiritual attainment? And thus you will see that those who have set themselves up in positions of power in this or that spiritual organization and are using those positions to judge others, to put them down, to hold them back and prevent them from expressing their Christhood and their God flames, these cannot be the true leaders. For did not Christ say, "He who would be greatest among you, let him be the servant of all"? Let him be the servant of the all that includes all life. Thus, my beloved, I shall let you go to your rest, for I know that I have given you much to ponder. Yet I must congratulate you and express my gratitude for your willingness to endure with me as I gave you a difficult message, a message that required you to hold a very difficult balance as the omega polarity in the earth for my alpha polarity above. For truly you must realize that had you not been willing to hold that balance, I could not have delivered this message, which is why we could not deliver this message in the old dispensation, for people were not willing to hear it or hold the balance for it. Thus I seal you now in the flame of my infinite gratitude for your presence with me. Be at peace in the love of Moya.